Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Yvan Derplas. I'm investment specialist at UBP, and today we are discussing our positive impact platform, especially the following three key takeaways. First, asset under management on the impact platform increased more than fivefold. Second, thanks to the strategy's focus on fixer of the world's problems, both funds outperformed the main reference indices. You will find charts and performance comparison in the note. Third, 2020 could prove to be the pivotal year for the sustainability agenda. Let's start with the positive growth in impact asset under management. The impact platform began 2020 with $104 million in asset under management in one solution, UBAM Positive Impact Equity. We launched two additional investment solutions in 2020, and all of them have enjoyed strong growth if we look at their asset under management as at the 8th of January 2021. UBAM Positive Impact Equity, our flagship impact investment solution, launched in 2018, reached $383 million. UBAM Positive Impact Emerging Equity, launched on 7 May 2020, hit $108 million. And finally, an institutional mandate with a global focus was launched in Q4 2020 and has drawn in $115 million. In total, the impact investment team is managing $606 million, which represents an increase of almost 500% since the beginning of 2020. Looking now more specifically at the equity market, they have navigated a number of contrasting periods during the last 12 months. While global policymakers acted swiftly to support economies at the same time as containing the COVID-19 spread, as best they could, investors saw the first signs that politicians were prepared to double down on their sustainability credential as they charted a path toward recovery. In Europe, Ursula von der Leyen, in her role as President of the European Commission, persisted with the European Green Deal as the centerpiece of the bloc stimulus package. This was soon to be followed by a net zero commitment from China and a democratic win in the US presidential race, signaling an imminent return to the Paris Agreement for the United States. The pandemic spread around the world led to a sharp divergence in industrial stock performance for 2020. Those investments clustered around climate stability experienced a massive increase in both industrial investment and investor fund inflows. For example, whilst the oil and gas sector was the worst performer in terms of the MSCI AQI, some sectors constituent, such as the wind turbine manufacturers Vestas and Siemens, rose by over 130% in US dollar terms, whereas BP, Exxon and Shell all fell by more than 35%. Similarly, within the consumer space, the leaders in electric vehicles, Tesla and BYD, saw an overall increase in value of 400% in 2020. But Carnival Cruise Line and United Airlines shed more than 68%. Investors differentiated between the thrivers, survivors and laggers like never before. In 2020, thanks to the strategy's focus on fixer of the world's problem, as highlighted by the SDGs, along with the fund's limited exposure to industries most challenged by stranded asset and the COVID-19 pandemics, our investment solution generated very strong return compared with the main reference indices. In the last section, we will see that 2020 could prove to be the pivotal year for the sustainability agenda. What sort of economic recovery awaits us during 2021 remains unclear, but the outlook shares some similarities with the condition in 2020. The recovery is likely to have some elements of a K shape to it, which means some industry will grow or recover strongly and others will continue to struggle on. Central bank will have to continue their unprecedented support of domestic economies until vaccination enables a return to economic normality. We would also expect several of the nascent changes of 2020 to become economic norms. It has been observed that when a pandemic encounters technology trends, those shifts accelerate significantly. Some of the behavioral changes seen in 2020 support this. For example, remote healthcare versus on-site general practitioner visits and online grocery shopping versus in-person shopping. We have witnessed this transition at pace, and it's fair to expect the momentum to lead to permanent shift in everyday life and their accompanying investment trend. Green energy generation has been a key area for investment growth in 2020, and it is rational to expect this to continue in 2021 and beyond. As capital flow towards innovation that delivers solutions to climate change, the unit costs are driven down, and one by one, these technologies become cheaper than the incumbent despite the latest years of dominance. With 84% of the world's energy needs still supplied by fossil fuel, there is still significant growth potential ahead for investors in this environmental transition. UBP Positive Impact team remains committed to identifying, researching, and engaging with the world's best fixers companies across the full spectrum of the UN SDGs and to investing in tomorrow's technological champions in a wide array of applications. In 2021, we look forward to continuing the challenge of generating investment return by focusing on a more sustainable planet. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us or for any question or visit our website, ubp.com. Thank you.